Today's word.
Now, if you read the original promise that Romans chapter 4 is quoting, if you read it in Genesis chapter 14, Genesis 17, verses 4 to 6, I want you to listen carefully to what God says. There are three verses, and each verse, God says something different in each verse. Verse 4, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abraham, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. Verse 6, I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come of you. I want you to note the sequence of the message he's receiving. Verse 4, you shall be, it's future tense, you shall be a father of many nations. This is God's plan. He says, Abraham, this is what you will be. You shall be a father of many nations. God wants you to become. God wanted Abraham to be somebody, to be something. Somebody say, I will be. Then in verse 5, in verse 6, he says, you shall be, future tense. In verse 4, you shall be, future tense. Verse 6, I have made you, past tense. I have made you. It's past. In other words, you will be because I have made you. Your destiny is in the future, but my assignment has already occurred in the past. I have made you the father of many nations, and you shall be in the future. Verse 6, I will make you. It's a continuous tense. So there are three tenses that Abraham is living in. First, God says, I have made you, past, so you will be in your future. And from now till your future, I will make you. So there is a process God is going to take you through. There is something he's established in the past, and there is something you're going to be in the future. There is a future for you. It is settled in the past, and God is taking you in the process. You shall be. Somebody say, I shall be. I don't know whether that's good English or not, but that is good faith. Say, I shall be because I have been made. That's what God says. I have made you, so you shall be, and I will make you exceedingly fruitful. How are you going to be the father of many nations? I will make you exceedingly fruitful. So there is a process of exceedingly fruitful that is going to end up in Abraham becoming the father of many nations. But it's all based on the fact that God has already made him. I have made you the father of many nations. God doesn't just want to give you trickles of blessing. He wants to make you a blessing. Doesn't just want you to receive a blessing. He wants to make you blessed. He doesn't want to just promote you. He wants to make you the head. He doesn't just want to give you healing. He wants to make you healthy. I have made you. And because of that, you shall be. So, now Abraham has two things he has to deal with. What life has made him. He's old, time is past, time is against him, his body is dead, he has no child. That's scenario number one. Scenario number two, I have made you, and you shall be, and I will continuously make you fruitful. Scenario number two, Abraham has two options, either to say, I've heard what you are saying, but look at me. I still have no child. I'm still old. I'm going nowhere. But that's not what he did. Between the two options, he chose one. So let us look at whom Abraham believed. Either he believed himself or he believed God. At every point, you have to choose whom to believe. You either believe what life has made you, or you believe what God has made you. And the passage says, and Abraham believed God. He fixed his faith on God. As the one who revives what is dead, he gives life to the dead, and he calls the things which do not exist as though they exist. He brings non-existence things into existence. He believed God. He believed God. There is something God has made you that you must become. Maybe all your mind is fixed on, oh God, give me this. Oh God, give me that. And go, oh God, give me that. And you're looking at items when God is looking at personhood, your personality. He wants to make you something. When God makes you the head, nobody can bring you down. When God makes you prosperous, poverty will be afraid of you. When God makes you healthy, sickness runs away from you. But if all you're doing is believing God for one item at a time, one child at a time, it's going to take you a long time in your journey. But when you believe God to be a father, then having children becomes normal. Having children becomes normal. That's what God is saying to Abraham. I don't want you to just believe at every point for one item at a time. I want you to believe to become something so that out of what you have become, you will produce everything that is needed at every phase. So Abraham believed God. And let us look at what Abraham did. The Bible says, who contrary to hope, believed in hope. Contrary to hope simply means when it was hopeless, he had hope. When it was hopeless, he had hope. When it was hopeless, she had hope. Can you say, when it was hopeless, I had hope? In other words, when the case was bad, 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 Abraham decided, I still trust God. I will be the father of many nations. I will be. I don't have a child now. I will be. So by some method, he had the first one, Ishmael. And he said, well, maybe I'm the father of many nations now. God said, no, no, that's not it. Sarah is going to produce one. See, I thought, you know, Hagar is young. It's an easier miracle to believe. God says, no, Sarah, the old lady. When you are old and your miracle includes an old person, you must have hope. I'm telling you. Contrary to hope, you must have hope. So Sarah has the child. But God didn't say, I will give you two children. He says, I will make you the father of many nations. Two children is not nations. So Sarah dies. And Abraham said, well, I have become the father of many nations. He went to marry again. Keturah. I'm sure she was a younger person. Six sons. Six. Abraham, what happened? You couldn't even believe for one. Now you're producing six. Why? Because he has become. When you become what you couldn't receive as an individual, you are able to produce in sequence. May God cause you to become. Not just to receive prosperity. Not just to receive abundance. Not just to receive healing. But to become healthy. And Abraham became the father of many nations, according to the word of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I just feel to encourage somebody that God wants you to become. You must become great. You must become mighty. You must become strong. You must become blessed. A blessed person. So the blessing will follow you. You must be the head. You must be highly favored. You must be abundant so that you can receive abundance. There is faith to receive one thing from God, and there is also faith to become something for God. And if you trust God to make you become, then it is very easy for you to receive. So today I ask you, what do you want to become? What do you want to become? Not what do you want God to do for you, but what do you want to become? Do you want to be a blessing to your generation? Do you want to be influential? For Abraham, he became the father of many nations. The nations that came out of his children and his children's children, Ishmael's descendants, many nations. Isaac's descendants, we know them, Israel. But the six other boys, they also became nations. And for your information, most of them became African nations. For all you know, you are one of them. Because Keturah was a black woman. And she produced those children, six. So from Abraham, you had the nations from Ishmael, from Isaac, and from Keturah. And their children, and their children's children. If you look at the sequence, truly, he became the father of many nations. And not only physical nations, but spiritual nations as well. Because the Bible says those who are of faith in Christ, they are the children of Abraham. So if you look at it, in every nation of this world, there is a child of Abraham in that nation. In every continent, on every island, in every place, there is a descendant of Abraham, either a physical descendant or a spiritual descendant. And all because he moved from believing God for a thing to believing God to become. And when he became, then things started flowing out of him. Blessing flowed out of him. Abundance flowed out of him. Children flowed out of him. It touches children. It touches children's children. It touches generations after him because he has become. When you become, nobody can change your status any longer. You become that for the glory of God. So I don't know what you want to become today. Maybe you want to become what? A mother of many nations? A father of many nations? What do you want to become? And think about it as we go to prayer. But as we get ready to pray, there is something else you must become. A man came to Jesus Christ and came to Jesus at night. He's called Nicodemus, and he started talking to Jesus and said, Jesus, you are a great man. You are a great teacher. Nobody can do the things that you do. And Jesus said, except a man becomes born again. Not just have your sins forgiven. It's possible to have your sins forgiven and not become born again. Except a man becomes born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Some of you need to become children of God. You need to be born again. Not just have your sins forgiven. Not just go to church. Not just love God. Not just for God to love you. But you must be in actuality a child of God. So whilst we're praying and talking to God, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ and be born again, just talk to God and say, Lord, I want to be your child. Not just forgive me my sins, but I want to be your child. And we trust God that you will become born again. And if you are believing God for anything else, may the Lord cause you to become in Jesus' name. Let's say this prayer together wherever you are listening to me, in the hall, out there, on radio, online, just say with me, say, Heavenly Father, I thank you that Jesus died for me. He is the Son of God, and I believe in him as my Savior, as my Redeemer, to become a child of God. And I believe in Christ for salvation, total salvation. I believe in Christ for healing and for health. Let me be healthy. Let me prosper. Let me be prosperous. Let me go ahead. Let me be the head. I declare today, I am blessed of God. I am favored of God. I am the head and not the tail. I am the apple of God's eye. And I receive today to be whom God says I am. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you truly believe you receive that, why don't you give God some praise wherever you are? And thank him that you are who he says you are. You haven't just received something. You have become. I am blessed and nobody can change it. I am favored and nobody can change. They may hate you. They may fight you. They may criticize you. But when you are blessed, it is irrevocable. It is immutable because it is your nature for blessing to flow out of you. And you are one of those people. You are blessed. And you can't help it, but blessing will flow out of you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.